At 6:06, it is fair, 69 degrees in Tulsa. We're headed to 85 for a high today. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Parents hold a rally tonight on behalf of the Tulsa Public Schools. Organizer Beth DeLancey says funding cuts from the state must stop.
TPS and all of us have made some hard decisions over the last 2 years to cut costs and minimize the impact from the lean budget years. But now that the revenues are up, we really need to message to our legislators that flat funding for education is not acceptable.
The Tulsa Public Schools stand to lose about 75 teaching positions based on the proposed state budget for education. The rally starts at 6:30 tonight at the Edison High School Fieldhouse on 41st Street. We will go in depth on this story coming up at 7:35 this morning. On State Capitol Watch this morning, lawmakers in Oklahoma City hear from Tulsa city and civic leaders.
As the Oklahoma legislature enters its final month, there aren't a lot of dollars left to divide. Most funding is spoken for, but Tulsa area leaders come to the Capitol to lobby for projects they consider essential for northeastern Oklahoma. It's a regional approach to outline priorities for lawmakers, the governor, and other elected officials. Education, health care, transportation, and funding for the Oklahoma Museum of Popular Culture top the agenda. From the Capitol, Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
The sun does not set on the Oklahoma Educational Television Authority. The OETA was granted a two-year reprieve as a state agency yesterday. It still does not address the authority's funding woes, which will be taken up in the state budget. A missing two-year-old is found safe after a three-hour search in Tulsa last night. It seems the parents apparently forgot to pick up the youngster from the daycare. Tulsa area realtors are smiling this morning. More homes sold last month than in any month since the recession started. Greater Tulsa Association of Realtors President Roger Erker is optimistic.
Our gut is we're back to 2008 where things started going downhill, and we're hoping things will start going to go uphill. You know, Tulsa was recently ranked by one of the tracking companies, Zillow, third in the nation as far as increase in value of property.
Nearly 1,000 homes changed owners in March. The average price was around $150,000. There is a glimmer of hope this morning for the Tulsa Mail Processing Center. The U.S. Senate approved funding for the post office that would include allowing the center, slated to close, to stay open. It still must make it through the House and faces a May 15th deadline. The Oklahoma Treasurer's Office awards money for college.
One-year-old Ryder Tackett is already saving for college, thanks to his parents, who last year entered the Oklahoma 529 College Savings Plan's newborn sweepstakes.
It was designed to give a child born in 2011 and all the participating hospitals a chance to win $5,529 towards an Oklahoma 529 College Savings Plan account.
Along with Ryder, that's State Treasurer Ken Miller, who awarded the sum to Ryder's parents Amanda and Jason yesterday. The St. John's Volunteer Auxiliary Program was also awarded $1,529 for its help publicizing the sweepstakes. Katherine Roberts, KWGS News.
The Tulsa Zoo has lost a cheetah. The zoo announcing yesterday 16-year-old Kuma died late last week while undergoing tests. The average age for a cheetah in captivity is 10 years. That made Kuma one of the oldest in the nation. Our weather forecast, warm and muggy today with a 20% chance of rain. We'll have a high of 85. Tonight, mostly cloudy. A stray thunderstorm not out of the question, down to 66 for an overnight low. National Weather Service radar shows us no precipitation this morning. Right now, it is clear and 69. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.